I want you to turn today to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. So glad you got to come. Glad for everyone that's coming on in and all those that have been here. Some had to leave, different things. Some haven't got here yet. But we've been here, and you've been here. All of us. My, it's a good meeting. Really good meeting. I like it, don't you? Holiness people are really the best people. And that doesn't mean nobody else is, everybody else is bad at all. That's not what we mean. We don't have a know-it-all or self-righteous air about us. That's not the point. But you got to decide who to fellowship. You have to do that.
All right.
You can't fellowship everything, and you're not to be sour on everything, sarcastic all the time. But you got to decide who you're going to be with. Amen. Be good to everybody, especially those of the household of faith. The Bible said so. In this chapter, I don't want to read too much. Let's start about verse 22. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I reckon that's where these chimney corner scriptures get started, where Paul said, they say that Paul said, he didn't, but they say it. Paul said, when you're in Rome, do as Rome does. Of course, Paul didn't say that. It's not in the Bible. I guess that's probably where they get that at. And he said to them that are without law in verse 21, as without law, and as a Jew, verse 20, became a Jew. I'm reading backward here on purpose. But he knew what he was doing, but he didn't mean that in a sense that some people might take it. Said to the weak, became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men. You know, Wesley said the whole world was his parish and a place for him to preach. And he covered quite a bit of it, too. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. They do it to obtain. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. They say that they had different kinds of wreaths that they put on winners. A garland wreath, and some was out of pine, and others out of different kind of material, and it would wilt. Just in a little while, it would wilt. Paul said, now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. And even if it didn't wilt, it still would be a corruptible crown. We know that. But he said, but we and incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. This is actually the secret, and I'm not getting ready to preach on that, but this is actually the secret of Paul's ministry. And his effectiveness, right here, he lets us in on it. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Got to be careful. You got to be careful. List all your preaching, you lose it all. All your testimony, you lose it all. Not easy to keep everything in subjection. There's so many, and I'm not getting ready to preach on temperance today. We have to figure out and make a goal to be sure that we keep ourselves in line. You hearing me, aren't you? Can you hear me back there? We have to keep ourselves in line. It's not anything any more important than being sure that you go to heaven. It's you. And it's not that you're selfish, but I want to go to heaven. I don't want to be lost. And in order not to be lost, we have to handle ourselves and boss ourselves. They said, Wesley lived on, I think it was potatoes, for 3 years to show the devil that he could control his appetite. I don't like potatoes that good, I'll tell you right now. And I know that you don't. And you got to be careful about life, about conquering one thing and then having something else take over. They said some fellow, please don't think I'm after you. I'm not after you. I don't need to be after you. But you have to decide that. But some fellow had on a T-shirt or a shirt some kind. I heard him say it and made a note of it. And he weighed 600 pounds, and he said, I conquered anorexia. Sure enough. Don't look like you done too good a job conquering it. In case you don't know what anorexia is, that's a disease people get. Some of them get it slowly by starving. After a while, they don't want anything to eat. And they call in some people starved to death. There's been a lot of people starved to death that had money to buy food. And people have been known to shut themselves up in a house and not have anything and get in there and in time starve to death. And they break in there, the odor, and people miss them, and they break in there and they're dead, been dead don't tell how long, with thousands of dollars hid in shoeboxes under the bed and in the wall. And no telling where all, you know, you got to watch. Please don't think that I think that everybody's crazy. I don't think that. No, I don't. Anybody that thinks everybody's crazy, I know who's crazy if somebody thinks everybody's crazy. You wouldn't even have to have a degree in psychiatry to tell that everybody that thinks everybody else is wrong, they are the ones that's wrong. It's not hard to find that out. Amen. But you want to be careful about conquering one thing. You want to be sure and conquer the whole thing. And some people can conquer some areas, but they can't conquer it all. But Paul said, I boss my body. I don't let my body tell me what to do. I tell my body what to do. Now, he said, know ye not that, and he really had some things lined up here that he did to show that Paul could adjust and adapt. And he said in one place that he'd learn to be content in whatsoever state, which doesn't mean Kentucky and Alabama, but whatever place or condition he was in. I have learned to be content. And that's not easy. Some people just can't stand it. They go to some climate, it just drives them crazy. And they go up here and it's too cold, and they go down there and it's too hot, and they have a hard time, and they get one fellow told me one time he hadn't done run by a car as often as he wanted to. He said he didn't like his car, the first got in it and drove off. I didn't like it. I don't know why in the world he didn't drive it first a little bit and see whether he bought it, and said he didn't like it as soon as I drove it. Don't like it now. There are people that you just, there's no way to satisfy them. I don't guess it happened, but the fellow Glenn Bashir cuts up about, and Glenn's not, he don't mean he's not lying or anything, he just like cut up, and he said this guy fussed his wife, said I want one egg sunny side up and the other one sunny side down. And his wife brought it to him and he said, you turned the wrong one, the wrong way. There are people that nobody can get along with and they can't even get along themselves. But we have to learn, and Paul lined up a whole lot here that he had learned to adapt to in order to win men to Jesus. It is not true that the Methodists are called Methodists because they decided to use any method to get people saved. They called them Methodists because they had a way of living. They had a method of life. Okay. He says that when he was with people, with Jews, he said, I adapted to the Jews. And everything wasn't wrong, I did it. Shave his head or whatever he had to do to win the Jews to Jesus, he would do it. And people under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. And he's not a hypocrite. No, no. No, he's not two-faced. He's not a chameleon. He's not a tree frog. He just knew how to do it. They said that Finney, Charles Grandison Finney, one of the greatest soul winners that America ever seen, not the greatest, but one of the greatest soul winners, Torian Alexander got 700,000 people saved, and Moody got I don't know how many 100,000 people saved, and Finney got 500,000 people saved through his prayers and the prayers of Father Nash and this other man that would go to town 2 weeks ahead of time and bomb heaven night and day. My God, they were intercessory prayer warriors. And when Finney got there, and Finney was a praying man, the power of God was there, and it was ripe for revival, and they won 500,000 people, and Finney had such a way of impressing people. Some of you readers remember when he went to a place, didn't know the name of it, was Sodom in New York, and he preached on Sodom and Gomorrah, and people got saved all over that country. And they said in one city, he had such revival that they could not have a dance or a theatrical play for 6 years after Finney held a meeting there. And by actual research, according to people that researched it out, 80% or more of all of Finney's converts remained true to God, whereas 70% that Moody got saved backslid. And I'm not kicking Moody. Thank God for the 30% that didn't backslide. Done more than I've done. And you too. Please don't think I'm critical. Moody, was going to give an altar call. And he thought, I'll give it next week. And he didn't. And a Chicago fire came in that week and kill no telling how many people. And that done something to Moody's thinking. He thought, I'm going to get them right now. And that's all good. That's all good to get them right now if they're really God. Amen. And I'm not criticizing Moody. I'm merely telling you, you can wait too long and you can go too fast. Yes, you can. And I'm going to let you decide what speed to go, because I don't know myself sometimes, and you don't either, just when to do something. We're all just people. Amen. Poor, begging people trying to get to heaven. Glory to God. And nobody knows very much when it's all said and done. We're a sad lot. It's the truth. Oh, but God help us. God help us to do it right. Oh, God help us to do it right. You better do right in this life. I'm telling you right now, you just get one trip through here. Somebody says, like a first parachute jump, you better do it right. And you had to. Would you believe as an instructor that taught people how to jump from these big military planes? He was an instructor. And he stayed behind. Have I done something, or is that? He stayed behind. And he was the instructor. And he took pictures of the men as they jumped out and filmed them on the way down. And each one jumping out, him effeminate. And he was going to be last. And would you believe, he got so involved in taking them pictures that he forgot to put his own parachute on and jumped out without one. Really happened. You don't want to, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not any better than anybody, and I know it. I don't think I'm anything, and I know it. But I want to tell you something. You better be sure and be saved yourself. Yes, sir. There's a fella dying, and his friends heard him talking. And he said, I've never, ever, ever heard a sermon. And they said, he's in a delirium. He said, no, I'm not in a delirium. I know what I'm saying. They said, there's something wrong with him. He's semi. No, he said, I'm not. And he was dying too, and did die. And he said, I have never heard a sermon. They said, what on earth's the matter? You've been going to the church, faithful to the church for 25 years. There every time nearly supported the church. He said, I've never heard a sermon. And they said, what on earth do you mean? And he said, I'm a businessman, and I've done my business in my head while I was at church, and I could make money, and I did it while the preaching was going on. I did it, no matter what was going on, I was making money in my mind. And now I'm dying, and I've never heard a sermon. Paul said, I adapted to the Jews. I adapted to the law. I knew how to win the weak because I became weak with them. But he said, I got to keep my body in place. If I don't, I'll become a castaway. I don't think it's selfish to be sure that you're saved. There's daddies and mothers that take their children to church. Amen. And they go themselves and mess around and don't live a devout life. And hypocrite around and put on. You've heard me in time past. God have mercy. I want to say things as nice as I can. But I used to know two, a man and wife, super duper hypocrites. I'm telling you, they worked at it. And they succeeded too, don't you never doubt it. And they'd go to church and that woman could sing. And he was a little bitty guy. And she was real big. I don't mean huge in the sense of, you know, weighing 600 pounds, nothing like that. But he was a little shrimp. That's all he was. Made me think of a sick fishing worm when I looked at him. I mean it. She'd call his face and slap him and they'd fight and intelligent things that, and she is a beautiful woman too, whatever in the world that's worth, but she is so mean, she ruined it all. And would you believe he told me, and they're old now, my God, I hope they don't get this tape. They don't know exactly who I'm talking about. Just, John, I'm telling you, we're going to have to burn these tape recorders. They're ruining my ministry. Amen. And he told me one time, and they're getting up in years now, and sure enough looks sick now. Really, and I don't mean no harm with that. I'm just telling it like it is. And he told me, he said, you know, Brother Ralph, he said, I don't understand. He said, we took our children to church. Tuck them to church and tuck them to church and tuck them to church and none of them won't go. Paul said, I keep under my body. I boss my body. Because I realize that if I don't, there might be some means when I preach to others that I myself should be cast away. It can happen. It does happen. It's a happening now. Right now it's taking place. Well, I ain't got to my text yet. No, you're not. Paul's asking a question. Know you not? Don't you know that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. When they had these games, and I mean they took it serious. Don't you never think for a minute that runners don't take things serious. They do. They take things very serious. And out of all the runners, unless somebody ties, which seldom happens, percentage-wise, seldom happens, one man will win. Paul lets us know now that they which run in a race, they run all. They all run. But one receives the prize. So run. All of us are to run. Not that we're in competition. That's not it. I don't like competition in the church. I don't like it. I don't think it's right. Amen. One old brother, you know, it's easy to misunderstand. He was a good man. He said, these preachers got to just gather up in bunches and see who can out-preach each other. And that's not so. That's not so. If people just knew how somebody felt, if they just knew, they wouldn't say that. He didn't mean no harm by that. He was aged. Finally, his mind completely left him. He tried to get me to slap his wife when I went to see him. I said, is anything I can do? He said, you can hit her a lick or two while you're here. Yeah, really. He meant it. And then after a while, his mind and kind of blood gets flowing and come back. And she'd tell him, he'd just cry. And he was a good man. Let me tell you something. Live for God while you've got your sanity. Someday you may not have your sanity. Hallelujah. There's diseases today that can cause you not to know what you're saying. When my old pastor was dying, he said, please, God, don't let my mind click. And it didn't. He got to keep his mind. Everybody does not get to keep their mind. And be sure that you've got a clean mind, because in the hour of death, if your mind's not clean, great God from heaven, no telling what you're liable to say. I knew a man, I didn't know him well, but I knew him. And I'm telling you, talk about a Bible quoter, he was a whiz. And he was a preacher. He didn't believe in shouting. He didn't believe in any kind of demonstration. But I mean, he could quote the Bible. And they say a church would die on his hands. I mean, just absolutely die, because all he'd do is quote the Bible. You know, you can quote the Bible, amen, a monotone, and wear the thing out, and nobody pay no attention to you. If you're not excited, they're not going to get excited. If you ain't got the victory, they're not going to have it. Amen. If you're not joyful in the Lord, you're not going to get anybody else joyful in the Lord. Somebody said, if you're happy, notify your face so people can see that you are. And that man, Brother John, when he come down to die, his mind got so bad that ladies couldn't even go in the room. No telling what he'd say to them. Let me tell you something. My God, be sure and keep a clean mind. Hallelujah. If you keep a clean mind, praise God, when you come to die, if you lose your mind, it'll be so clean that there won't be no filth coming out of it and make a fool out of you and make people wonder whether or not you're saved when you die. Don't say it doesn't happen. It happens all the time. One brother said, I heard it, Brother so-and-so, they said he's lost his mind. He said, I don't believe it, he's a young preacher. He wasn't a preacher, but he's telling this young preacher. And he said, well, brother, you'll have a vacation after a while. I'll go out there and see. And he went out there and drove all that hundreds and hundreds of miles, not quite 2,000, but a long ways, and went to see. And got out of the car and walked up the door. And the lady was so tickled he'd come. Oh, said, wait till I tell so-and-so. I run and tell him. And went in there and told him. And said, so-and-so's here. He said, he is. And he said, I don't want to see the so-and-so. And tell him I don't want to see him.
And it wouldn't even be reasonable to repeat what he said. I don't think people ought to use my words. You don't know. Don't use the word hick. The word hick, and I've got to use it to tell you not to use it, but I don't use it. The word hick, H-E-C-K, you know when undertakers say, or it's people say, so-and-so passed away such and such a time, they mean they died. And that is a euphemism, which is a softer word. And instead of saying hell, they say hick. So stop using the word hell and the word hick. And don't use the word gad. People say egads and gad this and gad that. That's a euphemism and a substitute word for God. Don't say that. Stop it. Because if you get used to using my words, you ain't going to be Lord, you're going to be saying the real thing. You'd be surprised at the people that talk filthy. I said you'd be surprised at the people that talk filthy and use four-lettered words that's not right. Why don't you say peach leaves and apple blossoms when you want to shoot something in there like that? Well, you got to get some nasty word going for. I'll tell you why, because it's the system of the world. And it's the spirit of the world. Bless God. And we need to be clean. Words are the clothing and the garb that we wear before the world. Amen. So don't be shoddy and unclean when you use it. Amen. Paul said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives a prize. You know, in order to be a Christian, you've got to learn how to run. I said, in order to be a Christian, you've got to learn how to run. Runners are the winners. Amen. And unless you learn how to run. Now please don't confuse this necessarily with speed and things like that. But running, amen, is actually the way you live it. You're running in this race. But you've got to learn how to run. There is a secret about running. And Paul said, don't you know that they which run in a race, they all run, but one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. And he said, now they do it as to obtain a corruptible crown, and they strive for the mastery, and they're temperate. Amen. And they control their body. They control what they eat. They exercise every day. They do everything in order to win in this race. And let me tell you something, brother. There are things in life that will help lengthen your life if you'll do it. But we need to apply some spiritual calisthenics, bless God, to the Christian life, and let people, amen, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Come on now, help me here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, bless God, we need to learn how to run. I said we need to learn how to run. If we're going to win, we've got to intend to win. Amen. I'm going to tell you, don't you intend to win? I don't think it's having a wrong attitude to say, I believe I can do it. By the grace of God, I believe I can do it. I can't do it myself, but I'm going to do it. By the grace of God, I'm going to win this race. I knew it didn't happen, but in school, they would read these little old stories, you know, about, you remember the rabbit and the turtle, the tortoise they call it, trotted a tarpon or a dry land turtle, or whatever you want to call it. In Alabama they call them govers, I think, but a hard shell terrapin's what we call them. A tarpon. You know what a tarpon is, don't you? Amen. Oh, yeah, you know, you have to sophisticate once in a while. A terrapin. Amen. Anyway, you remember how they got in this race. And this didn't happen, but it happens all the time. There's a lot of things that didn't happen, but they're happening now. And the rabbit, he thought, man, me race a terrapin? Why, it's a joke of the century. For me to race a terrapin, well, he just, you know, that's how he can't get no speed. Same old speed all the time. And he can't speed up. Well, I don't have to be able to just hop along, and I can beat him. Nothing to it. But the thing about it is if you keep it going. Amen. Sam Jones, the old Methodist preacher, said religion is like riding a bicycle. You've got to keep it going to keep it going. And that's the way with a lot of things. Amen. The only way you can win it, bless God, is keep on going. Elisha wanted a gift, amen, and he stayed right up with Elijah. He said, your master's going to be taken to your head today. Amen. He said, I know it, be still. I already know about that. And I'm going with him. So he went to Jericho and Gilgal and Jordan. Hallelujah. And there he was. He wasn't way back there and didn't get up front. He stayed right there with him. Thank God when he come, it'll drop in time. Hallelujah. He got it too. Bless God, let me tell you today. If you just keep on going, and the old rabbit, the hare, he thought, man, ain't nothing to it. And he went way up ahead and thought, I'll just get over behind this log and take a nap. A lot of people napping, you know. Yeah, they're napping. I don't ever get on people napping in church because I know some of them can't help it. And the ones that could, they ain't going through no way. Ain't no use saying nothing to them. If they're going to sleep, let them sleep. Amen. Holler as loud as you can. And maybe once in a while, they'll get it. I read about some Japanese guy came over here, and in his sleep, he learned the English language with headphones on during the night on a recorder and learned the English language. I tried it, and all it done is kept me awake and aggravated me. I couldn't learn a thing, right? My God, I have a hard enough time when I'm awake to learn anything. But he done it. But this rabbit thought, I'll take me a long siesta. Won't be nothing to it. I'll wake up after a while and just hop on down the road, and I'll beat him. While he slept, you remember how the old terrapin just kept coming. Amen. Paul said, run, man. Run. If you want to win, run. I'm a running for my life. I'm a running for my life. Hallelujah. I will tell you today, the main thing is keep it going. Brother Leon Buzzard came from up in our country and been down in Arkansas for years now. And he knows, and I know, and you know it back here too. It's everywhere, Brother John. These people when first started out, man, I'm telling you, we weren't even in it. I'm telling you right now, I've seen people in the youth rallies, we didn't amount to nothing. I mean, it's a privilege to even be asked to testify or preach. But these people get up and you talk about tearing it up, I'm telling you, man, bless God. But you know something? Some of them are not even saved now. Yeah. Amen. The thing about it, there's an old boy down south of us, Purim. And you talk about preach, I'm telling you, man, it was amazing. But you're not preaching now. They don't even have the same wife now. They don't even have the same house now, to my knowledge. And they're going to hell. And they stay in church and cry when they go because they don't see no hope. An old terrapin Cox
Amen, old Tarpon Buzzard. Amen, we just kept going down the road. It wasn't just trying to beat them. We was just trying to win the prize. Hallelujah. I don't want to get no contest with anybody. I wouldn't have a chance. Amen, but the thing about it is, just so, bless God, we keep a going. Amen, during the Depression, they decided to have a foot race from Los Angeles to Chicago. This happened. And they said they was going to give $25,000, which would be like $1 million now. Man, you could buy an ice cream cone for a nickel. Back then, I'd work for a nickel a day. Nickel hour. 10 hours, 50 cents. Hard. And there was a young Indian from Claremore, Oklahoma, named Andy Payne. His dad and mom was about to lose their farm. And he said, "Mom and Daddy, I'm going to enter that race." "You are, Andy?" "Yeah, I've got a chance. I know how to run." They said, "Okay." Bless God, you know what? He went to L.A., entered that race, and they have a car going with you. No cheating, no way to cheat. You can drink anything you want to, beer, whiskey, water, grape juice. They don't care what you do. They've got a sworn-in judge right by your side, night and day, right there with you. You ain't going to get by with nothing. You're going to run, or you ain't going to win. You're going to be put out. If you try anything, you're going to be put out. And trusted men of integrity to supervise every one of them. And they started out. And how many of you ever been to L.A.? How many of you ever been to Los Angeles? Coming out of L.A., you got some mountains to go over. I mean, you got a long incline coming out of L.A. And up that thing they went. Here come Andy Payne. And all the rest of them, I don't know how many men, it was a gang of men that outfit. And here they come. And Andy Payne right in there with them. And after a while, one dropped out. And after a while, another dropped out. And I don't know how many was running. I don't even know about the figure. But Andy Payne was still going. Amen. Wore out a pair of shoes. And put on another one. And down 66 he went. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Right on up past where Roy Rogers lives now. Victorville. And right on up by Barstow. I've been there, hitchhiked out of Barstow. Coming home when I was in the Marine Corps. Let me tell you something, buddy. And right on past Barstow, 150 miles across that desert. And here we went. I need another pair of shoes. Put another on number two. And down to there they went. And into Needles, Arizona. Bless God. And on up toward Kingman. I need another pair of shoes. Give him a pair of shoes. Hallelujah. And right on, my God, through Arizona, way up the Flagstaff and up the mountain, one of the highest places in the country. Praise God. Let me tell you something. Down the incline and on toward New Mexico, my God, and down the mountain, my God, into Albuquerque and up the Lone Grade Leon and come on toward Gallup. Hallelujah. I need another pair of shoes. Give me a pair of shoes. Hallelujah. And right on through, my God, New Mexico, cross the line into Texas. And that long journey, Oklahoma City, Amarillo, and Oklahoma City, Andy Payne still cutting it off. Hallelujah. And right on into Oklahoma City, and then through Tulsa. They went, wow, Andy's got a chance. Andy's got a chance. One of our buddies has got a chance. Hallelujah. He came through Claremore. They went crazy. You never heard such taking on in heart. My God. Andy's got a chance, Leon. Amen. He needs another pair of shoes. Give him one. And before it's over, amen, he came, had seven pair of shoes and wore them out. Right on up to Missouri. Hallelujah. And right on down the line, bless God, toward Chicago. Amen. And an Italian was about to be, but he got a blister on his foot and couldn't run no more. And here comes Andy Payne, cutting it off. Hallelujah. And cross the finish line, $25,000. Let me tell you something. Saved his mom and daddy's farm. And he's a hero
until this day. Amen. What are you doing, Paul? Amen. I ain't going to Chicago. I'm going to heaven. Amen. I used to run myself. Amen. Yeah. I used to be a runner. I could run a quarter mile back in 56 seconds. Yes, sir. Beat anybody in my school. Amen. I'll tell you something. I know something about running, and you can't win, bless God, if you don't run. You hear me? No matter what kind of a condition it is, you've got to run. You've got to keep it going. Hallelujah. I know something about running. Glory to God. Let me tell you something, brother. If you stop and lay down, you're going to get beat. We need to run in fear and reverence. Amen. I'm still going. I'm still going. Glory be to God. If you just keep on going, the main thing is run. And run. There's a lady in Sarasota, if she's still alive, named Irene. Do you know Irene down in that? I don't know what her last name is. Goes to the Moro camp meeting. All she's going on now, she may be too old. But when she's a girl, they live and they take a railroad track, a shortcut across where they're going, across the trestle, go over that creek or that river, and one. Here it comes. And her mom down there at the end of that thing said, run, Irene, run. And I mean, Irene was a runner. That girl was a runner with all her might. Amen. Her mama screaming to the top of her voice, run, Irene, run. And Irene just barely made it. Amen. But if you just barely make it, that's as good as you want. Just so you make it. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something, brother. Bless God, you've got to run in fear, and run in love, and run in joy. Hallelujah. So you can make it. My mama used to tell stories. She read right there in Barbara, you know, I told you. And she used to tell us a story to thrill us to no end. Having them old muzzle-loading guns and rifles, and this guy shot a bear and made it mad. And you know what a mad bear, I'm telling you, when they get mad, and they'll kill you. I said, they'll kill you. I ain't going to bear hunt if I ain't got something. I mean, I want a good rifle and a .357 to back it up. Amen. That's what I'm going to have, or I'm not going. I'm going to have something that'll be sure that I have a chance, or I'm not going. If you give me what I want, I ain't no animal nowhere in the world, never has been, that I'd be afraid of if you give me what I want. It'll take something to get it, though. But I'll tell you right now, if you give me what I want, I'm not afraid. But this guy shot that bear and wounded it. And here that thing come. And I mean such running, and they had a wherever it was at, they had a gate. And they shut the gate up at night. And they said that guy come in through there, flying through there before he got there. He said, lay down the gates, boys. I'm going to bring him in alive. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, brother. You know there's a thing called incentive. You know what incentive is, Mike? I know you do. Incentive is something that gives you a great desire more than ordinary. Amen. Just a little incentive. One boy told his girl, said, I love you. I love you. I'd wade through fire and water to see you. Oh, I love you with all my heart. And signed this letter off. I'll be over Sunday if it don't rain. That ain't no incentive. Amen.
You get in love, boy. It's going to take more rain to stop you. Hallelujah. Yeah, you don't have no incentive. But I will tell you now, there's a thing called incentive. And when that gets wound up, you can do things that you don't think you can do. People have been known to pick up a car. One person pick up a car off of somebody. One man been in the bed for 30-something years, arthritis, and hadn't been out of the bed for 30 years or more, and lived upstairs, and the house got on fire, and hadn't been out of the bed for 30-something years, smelled that smoke and knew it was going to burn him up. If he didn't get out of there, he got out of that bed, went out that window, walked a hot electric wire to a pole, and climbed down to safety. I'll tell you something, brother. When you get some kind of a mental suggestion to help you out, you'd be surprised what you can do. Amen. So you've got to fear God. Oh, God. Flip that trigger on my adrenaline gland. Shoot the fire to me. Hallelujah. Hell's out there. Heaven's up there. Praise God. I want to go. I want to go. I want to go. Andy Payne won. Because of respect for mom and daddy, I'm going to win by the grace of God. Out of respect to God and the church and the body of Christ, by the grace of God, Leon Buzzard, I'm going to win. You might say, well, you ain't nothing. Yeah, but I've got a chance. I said, I've got a chance. You say, you don't have nothing. You ain't big enough. I don't have to be big. I don't have to be tough. I don't have to be strong. Amen. If I have to, bless God, I'll get some kind of difference. If I have to have it. I had my walking stick with me several months ago, and there's a big dog come out to. He bit me too. But he never, the time I got through with him, he had a suggestion to go back in the yard because I put him in the yard. Amen. No, bless God. Some old boy trapping on his wife, made her mad. She got a 38 special and turned the lights out and sat down. Amen. And he come in. He come in real quiet like. And she is sitting there, that 38, and the hammer back. And when he got in the door, she closed it slow. Tom kept me around, and she said, turn the light on. And he turned the light on. And she had that hammer back and said, I'm going to kill you. And he could tell by looking in her eye, he ain't never seen her like this. Something come over Mama today. Mama, he never acted like this before. I've been out whoring around. Amen. But I'm telling you, she had it on. He's back there. And he got on the floor, on his knees, and said, honey, please don't shoot me. She said, I'm going to. He said, please don't shoot me, honey, and stayed on his knees. And he said, honey, if you'll not shoot me, I'll never do this again. I'm going to kill you. Please, honey, please. I'll be a good boy from now on. Amen. He talked her out of that. And I don't think he ever tomcatted no more. Hey, something about this tomcatting. Hey, amen. You can get declawed and defamed. Hey, amen. If somebody puts a 38 up in your face, hey, amen, that thing gives you an incentive to stay at the house. Hey, amen. My God, you'd be surprised what you can do that you don't think you can do. Jackie Ferguson pulled one here, and I loved it ever since I heard it. He said, this guy's out in the woods, and he's seen a little bear. And he thought, man, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I'd like to take that thing home. And he thought, I'll catch that little booger and take him home. And he went toward it, and that little bear went to running. He went to running. That little bear got faster and faster. And he's running with all of his might. He couldn't run no faster. And he's just about to get it, but he couldn't run no faster. And way behind him, he heard something. Man, he went by that bear fly. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, brother. Bless God. If you want to run for Jesus, hallelujah, listen to the voice. My God is saying, I shall not come in.
Amen.
Bless God. If you can't hear soft talk, listen to Sinai. Thou shalt not. You just don't understand. I've got this hang up about women. You hear? Yeah. Listen to Sinai. Thou shalt not, while the thunder rolls and the lightning flashes and the mountains on fire. And God said, thou shalt not, and I'll kill you if you do. Amen. You'll leave it alone. If you really believe in hell, my God, you will leave it alone.
Some people don't think they can do anything. I just can't resist nothing. You ain't got the guts of a chigger. That's what's the matter with you. Amen.
You need the Lord to put yourself and the old man under subjection. I don't blame anybody. I understand that. But when you got saved, you got help. I said, when you got saved, you got help.
Right across, right in front of my house. I think I've already told Doreen about it. There was a little fat boy. He's about the height of this guy here, only he weighed twice as much or three times. His name was Pat Bond. Pat Bond, B-A-U-G-H-N. And you know what? I live right by a big high school. 9,000 seat football stadium. Never gets dark at my house no more. Used to, I could shoot a gun out there, nobody said nothing. And now you can't do anything, hardly. Yeah. And they had the track team. Brother Ralph had trained in front of my house. And here come the little boy, Pat Bond, in the back. Little fat boy in the back. Amen. And they said, what's so strange about him after the change? Said he's not even built like a runner. Nobody would think he could run. He's not even built like a man that runs. But Pat Bond just kept a jogging down there. He was in the back. And then in a little bit, a few days, you see him. He's about two or three up front. Not in front, but two or three from the back. Here he goes. Somebody behind him. What's going on? Pat Bond is running. And then in a little while, he was up past the halfway, all of them. And after a while, here come a track team. Guess who's in the front? Pat Bond. Amen. Yeah. Run 5 miles in the morning in the cemetery. Training. He beat everybody in that school. He beat everybody in that school around there. He beat everybody in that county. He beat everybody in that state. He beat everybody in the United States. They had a track team there. These people come to Tulsa from all over the world in order to run in the Tulsa Run. Hundreds of them, thousands of them. Guess who won it? Pat Bond did. Hallelujah. Hell, make no difference if you little fat boy can't do nothing. Bless God, if you'll keep on, after a while, you'll pass it on. Oh, don't you want to go to heaven? I said, don't you want to go to heaven? Glory be to God. Man, I want to go to heaven. Don't you and I realize the only way? Amen. About 2 inches of water, please. On the way. Bless God, you've got to run. Run, Irene, run. Run, Andy, run. Hallelujah. Amen. Run, boy. Run. You've got to change. You think I can do it? Yeah, you can do it. Run, boy, run.
Some years ago, and it's an old story. Thank you, brother. Thank you. It's an old story. But come out and read his digest way back 20 years ago. This guy, him and his friend, was explored. And that's back in pioneer days. And the Indians ambushed them,
jumped out and shot his buddy to death and took him in. And they had a sport. I don't know what the name of it was. Brother Leon might know. He reads a lot of Indian history. And he was going to be killed. But to have fun and teach the braves how to kill a white man, they took all their clothes off. No shoes, no nothing. And this guy was tall and lanky and pretty durable. And they'd take him out, and everybody get ready, and they'd give that guy 100 feet. Put him up there 100 feet, or 100 yards, whatever it was, just a little ways. And they'd give the signal and the braves, and he'd run, and they'd let them run him down and kill him. This guy wanted to live. He's just something about wanting to live. And he said, I went to running. And said, something come over me, and I felt as light as the wind. And he said, my legs were stretching further than they ever had. And I was up off the ground running. And I looked behind me and seen that I was putting some distance between me and them. And that encouraged me. Amen. He whistled through the wind for I don't know how far. And he said, all of them quit but one. And he kept a coming. He was determined that he is going to get me. But to make a long story short, this guy wanted to live. It was having fun, this brave. This guy ain't got no knife, no clothes, no shoes, no nothing. If I keep a running my moccasins on, I can stand these rocks. My hair flying through the wind, I'll catch him. You will? Yeah, I will. Yes, but he knows how to throw rocks. And I'll tell you something, brother. When you really practice throwing rocks, you'd be surprised how good you can get at throwing rocks. I was in the backyard one day, and I can't do it every time. But I shot a mini rabbit with a slingshot and knocked both eyes right out of his head. Hang right down his face. I ain't done it one time. I've done it so many times I don't even remember. We didn't have no money to buy nothing. We had to get them the rocks and clubs and whatever. Amen. I was out in the yard, and there's a rabbit out there. And I said, see that young rabbit? Yeah. And I mean, I cut it on him and contacted right beside his head and spun him sideways. And that brother really said, man, you don't need no gun. You don't need none but rocks. Let me tell you something. That old boy got up there and got hit and lay on him. And when he come out of there, he cut it on him. And you know what? You can kill a man. There's something about a rock. Now, an Irish potato is bad enough, but a rock. When Bill Bowman challenged that guy to use them Irish potatoes no bigger than a man's fist, he hit him so hard that they'd bust all over him and hit him again and had him begging to stop. An Irish potato hurts you, but a rock will really put the hurt on you. You're mighty right. The Jews call it putting the kibosh on them. We call it putting the whumps on them.
Come on, Rick.
And he got his knife, and he got what he needed, and left him a-laying right there, because he wanted to live. Let me tell you something. If you really want to go to heaven, there ain't nothing can stop you from going. You say, but I got this habit. You'll get rid of it if you really want to go. It don't make no difference. You've been smoking for 50 years. If you really want to stop, you can stop. Yeah, you can stop. Bless God, if you can't stop one time, give it two. Amen. You can stop the first time if you really want to. But if something overpowers you, do it again. If you got a tongue 14 feet long and can't put your stupid lie, go ask forgiveness. It may be a bitter pill to swallow, but you can get her down. And if you say anything else about somebody, go ask them. It'll be no time. If you'll treat that as a sin, hey man, you can keep on running. Sure you can. Yeah, you can. Don't let nobody kid you, brother. You can stop anything if you really want to stop. I know you've heard this, but I just think of it. This guy had an upset stomach or something, and he had never, didn't know nothing about Alka-Seltzer. Now, that's one of them things that you put in a glass of water and it's, You know, you've seen them. Maybe I don't know how long I've been seeing one, but the thing about you, they fizz until it fizz out, and then you drink it. He thought that you swallowed the pill, as big as a nickel or more, and then drank the water. And he said, that's pretty good size, but here it goes. And he had a big goozle, super duper goozle, down it went, and he drank the water. He had a fizz fit on the inside, but he got it down. And you may think, I can't swallow that pride. You can swallow that pride. Amen, and drink the water and put the fizz on it too. You can do it if your tongue's too long. One old woman said, I heard a preacher say, he asked this woman, said, would you like to have the tongues? And she said, my God, I'd like to have several feet cut off with the one of God. I don't need them. I wish there's something we could do that. Amen. Stretch her out there, Bud says, 14 feet. Put her out there. Amen. I told him the other day, I said, when I brush my gums, I used to brush my teeth, but I brush my gums now and my tongue. And I even brush my feet with another brush, of course. But, amen, I just stick my tongue and just work it over. Amen. Some people could do there like a razor strap, go back and forth. Amen. What are you doing? I'm brushing my tongue. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. Come on. I'll let you have this chair if you want to come up here and sit by me. And back me up. Anybody got any volunteers? Bless your darling heart. We'll get two of them. And put one on each side. Amen. If you want to come up here and sit down, back the preacher. I know you'll love it. I know you do. I can tell by looking at you. Come on, smile, or I'm going to know you're alive. Amen. Come on now. Show us the teeth. Hallelujah. Come on. Bless God. You need to find out if you really want to run in this race, amen, and win the prize. You've got to keep a running. Amen. We're having. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be careful with this. But we're having several cases of unfaithfulness sexually. You say, don't talk so plain. Oh, come on now, come on. Surely in 1994, you understand what I mean. And maybe somebody that really understands it. You know how not to do that? You want me to tell you? How much do you love your wife? How much? You say, I don't know. Mike, sit down here, please. No, you ain't read it. You got her made, buddy. He ain't never going to be unfaithful to Deb. Tell her bye. Where's the other? Where's that other boy?
Ben?
Come over here. Is he all here? Where's Debbie? I don't want you to come up here, huh? Where you at? Where's Deb?
Deb.
Yeah, that's all right. I see you. Thank you. You know why Mike ain't gonna be unfaithful to Deb?
Just look right back there.
That's her. She's the cutest thing. How in the world did you ever pull that off? Anyway, I understand. I got to tease you. That is right here. Right here. Get right here, bye. See this boy? See that boy? He got nothing. Mike ain't going to trifle on Deb. He is crazy about Deb. Are you crazy about your wife? Stay right there. I said, are you crazy about your wife? Huh?
Yes!
Would you mind raising that just a little?
Yes!
Thank you. Did anybody here fail to understand that? Joe Bill ain't never trifled on his wife. Never. Why? He's crazy about her. She's cute. She's sweet. He ain't gonna travel on her. Amen. Please don't get the wrong idea here. I don't personally like McDonald's. I go to it once in a while and risk my life, but now please don't think this is sexually oriented. I'm not talking about what your mind may go to. But I'm telling you now, I ain't going to McDonald's when I got steak at the house. Now if you can't figure that out, come to me in secret and I will explain what I mean. You say you're talking, I ain't talking nasty. You're the one's nasty if you're thinking something nasty. There's some men, bless God, there's some men, if you must look inside their head and could really see what's in there, you wouldn't see nothing but a bunch of filth is all you'd see. Some crazy jerk had dumped on some girl in church because she didn't have no holes on. Poor thing, the poorest couldn't even buy none. And gave her a dollar in front of everybody and told her to go buy some holes. What in the world, that moron looking at that girl over that far in the first place. It ain't none of his business even she ain't got no shoes on. Let that woman alone. Somebody told me some preachers a girl. Now listen. I really love for you, split skirts.
No, sir.
I'm really not for.
No, sir. No, sir.
I don't know if I ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't gonna hurt you now. But this girl that had the buttons all done down, had about that much at the bottom, and then one priest said, "You go get something done to that thing, you're driving me nuts." What are you driving me nuts? I ain't looking at it long enough to go nuts.
Yeah, it ain't come on.
You ain't got nothing I need. Mike ain't going to travel on Deb. He's not only got Deb, he's got these two boys. And Mike, if you ever was to do anything like that, you'd lose from now on.
Never be back.
I want to tell you something. There's a guy right there. Wife left him. He never dated no woman. You ever go to dating, you're going to do more than date.
That's right.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to date and you're going to set a date what you're going to do. My boy left his wife and married another woman. She's the cause of it. I don't make no difference she is. You said I will. You said I do and you sure did.
Come on,
Ralph. If you're going to stop in this stuff, you're going to have to do it now. You ain't going to stop nothing after it's already done.
Right.
And my boy told Harold Neal. How many here knows Harold Neal? Anybody know Harold Neal? Harold Neal's wife left him. He lives alone. It's this boy, one of them. She took the others. Give him trouble of sight in the world. Hates him. Hates him with a passion. If he died, she'd smile. And my boy told Harold, said, "Harold, how you doing?" And my boy married a beautiful woman. And she's beautiful. Yes, she is. My God, it's a curse on some people. And he said, "Harold, stay in there, boy. It bothers me every day. Every day I think about it." Run, boy, run.
Run,
boy, run. Flee youthful lust. Run from it. Run from it. You know how Joseph kept his integrity? He ran. He ran. He got out of the house. He ran. He got away. 2 years of dungeon. What's that? I'd rather spend 2 years in the dungeon than I would to fool some woman.
Yes, sir. Vacation.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless God. God would make that thing a castle while I was in there, too.
Yes, sir.
And she never done nothing. Nothing but promoted him. He is such a good guy. They've seen it so fast. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Potiphar didn't say. I don't believe a word of it, but I want him kept in there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I believe he done it. He trusted him. He did, and I honestly believe in my mind, I believe Potiphar said, I know the old gal. I know her. I know her. She's one of the nice. I know her. That ain't the first slave she'd trifled with. He knew her. But he got him in there, and you know what? He just went up and up and up, and they got trusted him so much, all the world had done was made him the prime minister. Well, I'm going to quit. If you want to go up, go down first. Somebody told me about a preacher, he said, I've reached the top, and I thought, look out, look out. Now, watch this, watch this. Where is the top? The top is at the bottom. Amen. If God don't put you at the top, and if He does, you won't know it. He has a way of hiding that. Ain't one man in this outfit here, and there's some of the best preachers in the world. Right here's one of them. Here, please don't get hurt at me now. He's over here. Him, and you boys are coming on. Mike, my God, Mike, don't you know I love you, fella? I know you do. I know it. Roger, I told him, I said, there ain't a better guy in the world than Roger. Man,
don't do it.
Why in the world can't people see what they're doing? Stand up, please. Why in the world can't people see what they're doing? Oh, Lord. Oh, God, I was preaching revival for a fella. And I got wild. And his sister, she's real nervy. She got me off myself. People could see, but she said, anybody been talking to you?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I said, no. And she said, are you sure?
Yeah.
And bless God, if the pastor wasn't a fooling around.
He was a guy.
And I didn't know nothing. They even come home. They said somebody went down in the state somewhere in the south, and I still didn't know who it was. And I thought, oh my God. And I named those. I said, sure it's not none. Sure it's not them. Oh yeah. You say, why do you people look at that as the worst sin look like there is? Well, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to tell you first. The reason that adultery, especially in the ministry, is the worst thing there is because God said not to do it. Now, if that ain't enough, I'll give you some more. It breaks down all honor. Now, I'm telling you, it breaks down all honor and all integrity and all trust. Now, wait just a minute. You say, Cox, can you forgive people? Yep. Sure can. Now don't get completely through here for just a little. I'm not gonna hold you long. Please don't get hurt at me. I forgive you. Yes, sir. I ain't bitter at you. As far as I know, ain't nobody here that's done that. But I'm not bitter at you. But let's just say, and you know we're people. I'm sorry, but I'm just a person. I'm really a weak person, to be honest with you. I don't mount anything. Just flat tell you the truth. But let's just say, come here, Brother Leon, please come up here. I'll just use him. He don't care. Right here is all right. Right here. Right over here, please. Let's just say that Brother Leon, he's one of the best buddies of God. Really, we ain't putting on. We're friends. Don't you sound about Leon better to me. If you do, you ain't going to get nowhere with it.
All you're going to do is mock yourself. But let's just say that Leon came to Vanita in our state where the insane asylum's at. This ain't got nothing to do with the insane asylum. And I found out he had a girlfriend in Vanita. And he'd been a fool with some woman in Vanita. Now listen, he can come and cry, and he better. And I'll forgive him. But when I see Leon, the rest of my life, I'm going to think about Vanita. I can't help it. I can't help it. You say, you ain't, no, I have forgive. But I can't help it. I got a mind, and I'll think about Vanita. And men will forgive you for the sin of adultery, but they'll mark the spot where you done it. You say, now, Cox, no, I ain't overdoing this.
No, sir, you tell me.
No, people don't want you to get plain. No, they don't want you to get plain. They want to wait till some hellish thing breaks out and then say, what should I do? Ain't going to do nothing. I don't know what they do. If you don't stop now. Do you know Richard McDaniel one night, Brother Norman Smith, laid his hands on a man in church. That guy was praying, and he said, I don't know what in the world made me do it. And came by, and that guy was praying. And he laid his hand on him and said, pray, brother, pray. It'll help you keep your hands off your neighbor's wife. And he said, I don't know what in the world made me do it. And would you believe, the next day that guy come to him, a-trembling, I'm telling you, and said, I'm telling you, last night when you done that to me, he said, it done something to me. He said, I've been talking to my neighbor's wife across the fence. And we ain't gone all the way yet, but that stopped that. Let me tell you something. I can't say I'm going to mess up here. Take this.
No, you ain't.
Come on. Do you know we got a bunch of queers in our outfit now? There ain't a thing in the world but sodomites, is all they are. And would you believe they caught one preacher in Missouri and proved he was a queer and told him he was? He said, I'm not no such thing. And they said, we've had a detective hunt you, and you already said I done it.
Yeah, come out with it.
And wanted to keep pastor in that church. Said, I'd like to stay here. Mike Blue said, you get out of here. What in the world does people think they can get by with and still get it? My God, man. Have you lost your mind? And we got a bunch of lesbian women. Right now, and it's going to come out for long. And there's a man that's going to come out on you. Mark it down. It's going to come out on him. And why in the white world? Listen, if somebody told me John Gabbard was a queer, do you think I'd hang around him and come and stay at his house for weeks at a time? You are nuts.
Right.
And you don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Oh, Tommy Rod, come here. Come here. Don't say nothing. Great day in the morning, man. What do you think we're going to do? There's an open lesbian in Oklahoma, more than one, but there's one open. I mean, people know she's a lesbian. And would you believe that some of them girls hangs around that thing?
They sure do.
You say, well, you got to love them. Bless God, I can love somebody without loving on them. You idiot. Just because we got some at the White House and probably a third of the government is a bunch of queers, and don't say they're not. And I ain't got no money to fight no lawsuit. I'll tell you who is one up there. Yes, they are. And people know it. It's the seat of Satan. I believe that the devil picks out towns. And I believe that Las Vegas and Reno and L.A. and San Francisco and New York City and Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia is a seat of Satan. I believe it. There's a woman died some years ago and went to heaven and come back, and the Lord brought her back.
Yeah, you said it didn't happen. Bless God, she said it did. And she said that there's layers of demons in the air.
No doubt about it.
Layers of them. What do you think Daniel fought for 21 days with? I said, what do you think Daniel fought for 21 days? And said, when they looked down and coming down, they seen demons you couldn't even get through. But Jesus brought her back. Hey, amen. And when they hit that, they just, man, they went every direction and let them through. And are you going to entertain them nasty, filthy devils in your house? I don't know what we're going to do, Norman. Bless God, we're going to have to pray. That's all in the world we can do. And live so clean, amen. I'm not talking about a boasting trinity. Women, bless God, wear your dress long. Hallelujah. Fix your hair right. Leave that hellish makeup off. It ain't nothing in the world but a tool of my God of the ancient idolaters. Hallelujah. Don't you know that same spirit that's killing these babies? My God, that's what the Moabites used to do. And the Amorites. They started out and said, when this baby's in embryo form, it's not a real person. And then they said, when it's 5 months old, it's not a real person. And now they'll give you an abortion and suck your baby out of your womb with tools the day before it's born, 9 months. Got a billboard when you go into to St. Louis and said abortion up to 9 months. And they're going to get it where they can kill them when they're born. And they're going to grow babies and have people. One woman, one whore, has babies so she can give them to the cults.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And they're going to take babies and let them be born and make human guinea pigs out of them. You wait and see. That's right. Don't buy none of that. What is that? What is that? Cosmetic company that does not use it. Does anybody know what that is? Anytime you see on the shampoo and skin cream and you know cosmetics, I'm talking about the kind that you can use. I ain't talking about lipstick and rouge and junk like you don't need that. Some of them would be pretty if you could see them. Yeah, sensible stuff. Ain't nothing matter with that. Wear it. Doreen does. I love it. Ooh, just touch her on the hand. It does something to her. Wow. Yeah. Ain't nothing matter with that. She's mine. Amen. If you see the word collagen, how you spell that, Mike? C-O-L-L, two L's? C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N, collagen. If that's on there, they got that out of babies. They're even taking babies now, skin, and calling it California Beauty. And they're going to use it for skin grafts. That bunch of devils, don't you let nobody kid you. When all that is a stepping stone to kill the old people. And let me tell you something, man, they're going to do it. And let me tell you something else. You say, I'm not old, you fool. You're going to be quicker than you think you are. And Hitler started with the Jews, the ones that was mentally retarded. I mean, you know. And then he went from that to the incurables and killed them. He started with the incurables and the mentally retarded bad. And then he went from that on down and went to killing the old people. And then he brought it down and said, kill every one of them.
Kill them all.
Doreen, they machine gunned the kids. They come out of school not too far from where she lives. That Luftwaffe come in there, them strafing planes. Amen. Mr. Schmitz and shoot them kids as they come out of the school. She know what it do. You mean to go to bomb shelter. And that devil, that insane devil, said kill every one of them. And you know people that killed them, even the soldiers that killed them, they went insane and committed suicide. And that's what they intend to do. I'm going to stop. They hate you. And they're going to kill the old folks, and then they're going to scoot it on down. And if you're in the way, you're going to get it too. You think, well, I'm young there. Yeah, but how'd you like to live under a slave system? If I died or not, it ain't going to affect you much. But the thing about it is, it's going to, in time, it's going to affect you, because if they get mean enough to shoot me, they're going to get mean enough to shoot you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we need to pray. What time? Somebody got time? What time is it? Come on, I've got one, but it's 5 minutes slow, I think. It's 10:48. That's about 10:52. It's really long in there. Is that right? What is it, John? Well,
10 to 12.
10 to 12. Okay, 10 minutes to 12. Well, that ain't bad. That's pretty good for old Coxie. Amen. I would ask you to stand, but since you are, let's just thank the Lord that we got life. Oh, God. Lord, what a mess this world's in. But, Lord, you can help us through it. Help us to run right. To run long and run hard. Amen, Brother John.